Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is September 20th, 2023. It is our twice monthly individual and group healing event. And this is where everybody gets healing. A few folks will be in the hot seat. This is, of course, a members only event. And the people in the hot seat will get direct focus, but our allies are very generous with the healing juice and everybody's going to get plenty of it, whether you're live or on the recording. So thank you either way for joining us. Jeannie says she can't hear. Others have said they can, so I'm going to assume that's a Jeannie-only problem, and hopefully she'll get that figured out. I want to thank everyone who is here. Thank you for your live Zoom presence, Angela, Autumn, Brian, Carmen, Cass, Jim, Eric, James, Jeannie, Jesse, Lauren, and Marilyn, Michelle, Marcy, Pete, Risa, Stephanie, a phone caller, and Janet. So welcome one and all. So glad you're all here. And we're going to start in the usual manner, calling the directions, calling the allies, setting up the sacred container, and invoking embodied awakening. And after that, we will have our hot seat folks. Please don't volunteer to be in the hot seat until I prompt you. And as usual, we'll favor those who haven't done it at all or recently first. Okay, Mesa looks good. I want, as always, with our energetic events, request your undivided attention. Please act like you're right here in the room with me and be as fully present as you can. That will help you and everybody else, because whether you're live or on the recording, the consciousness you hold, the attentiveness, will affect the entire field. So we all co-create together. Alrighty, if you need to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the field if that is required. This event usually runs about 90 minutes. So I invite you to relax and just rest in absolute passivity while I call directions and call allies. If you feel energy moving, just feel that happening. If you don't, just feel your breath come and go on its own. There we go. Yeah, after I yawn. Pachamama. Mama Kia. We're a co-chan. Inti Vichi. Whoa, good start. Energy is already good. Prepare myself. I call my own embodied awakening, my own Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibrational awareness, maximum Benjamin, higher self blending that serves highest good. Thank you, allies. For everybody, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless us and protect this work. Thank you. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Everyone, please go to absolute passivity. Please let the allies only create the field. Thank you. A little more passive, if you don't mind. We truly want to let them do it all, while we humans just relax and notice what they're doing. There we go. Thank you. Okay, any human who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, you are welcome to summon them now. Just a moment longer for additional allies. Thank you for coming. All right, we have us a lovely container. Everyone take a moment and to the best of your ability, just feel it. Strong, safe, luminous field of energy to work in. See if you feel any different in your body.
Oh.
Ready. Well, we're 23 people now. Sweet. Welcome, everybody. We will first invite into the hot seat anyone who has never been in the hot seat before. So if you have never on one of these individual group healing calls been the focus, you can unmute now and step into the center and you will receive healing. Last call for newbies into the circle. All right. Anyone who has not been on the last two calls in the hot seat, you're welcome to volunteer for the hot seat now. Last call for anyone who hasn't been on the last two calls in the hot seat. Time's up. Anyone who simply wasn't on last time in the hot seat, you can step into the hot seat now. However, I just realized that I did not allow unmuting, so not a fair contest. We're going to run it again. So I'm so sorry. My bad, totally. We're going to start from scratch. Anyone who has never been in the hot seat before on this call, please unmute now if you wish to be in the hot seat. Sorry about that. Last call for anyone who's brand new to the hot seat. Okay. Anyone who has not been in the hot seat on the last two calls who'd like to be there, you can unmute now. All right. Our phone caller, who's this?
Hey, Benjamin, it's Nicole.
Nicole, welcome. Glad to
hey.
Have you.
Hey.
All right.
I haven't been here in a while.
Yeah. Glad to be back. So here's how it works for you and everybody. We want to keep it real simple. All I want you to tell me is as simply as possible what you would like to be different by the time your little round is done, if that's possible. So, Nicole, what would you like to have changed possibly by this work?
What I think is that I would like to clear the energy of adversity and bad luck and bring in the energy of good luck and all good things happening to me.
All right.
I've had too much of the bad in my life.
All right. Let's see what we can do about that. Okay. Yeah. Are you willing to feel some challenging energy briefly as that
yep.
gets stirred up and flushed away? Okay.
Yep.
And everyone who's in the hot seat, just know that as far as I know, overwhelm is simply not possible in this event. The allies are running it themselves. They'll monitor you carefully. They'll make sure that you don't get too much of anything. Okay. All right. Ready, Nicole?
Yeah.
I'll have you.
My position. Okay.
I'm going to have you do a little invocation for starters. You ready?
Sure.
Oh, you know what? Just a minute.
Uh-huh.
Bear with me a second. I don't think we did our embodied awakening invocation.
Oh, you're right.
So sorry, I overlooked that. So let's everyone do it together, including Nicole, and then we'll jump into Nicole's particular healing. So as always, it's good to be as awakened as possible. We'll be better hot seat recipients and we'll be better conduits. So everybody who's willing, and I hope you're all willing, please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Okay, so everyone relax. Oh, here it comes. The follow-up, as always, is to become completely passive. Whoa, we got a strong flow. This is working really well. So again, absolute passivity. Let the energy come to you. Please do not use effort or willpower. Don't try to make anything happen. Don't stop anything from happening. And please don't deliberately visualize or imagine. Just be chill. Let it come to you. If at some point you get distracted, just gently return your attention to the incoming energy. If you can feel that incoming energy, let that be what you pay attention to. If you cannot feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. And please use the least effort that you need to feel either the incoming energy or the breath coming and going. Yeah, it's a strong field. I think we're getting filled up pretty fast. So everyone relax and just let the energy saturate you. You'll know you've achieved full embodied awakening, at least as much as you're capable of right now, when all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. And I'm solid there now. So I think my experience reflects most folks. So it looks like we're all getting in there pretty quick and easy. That's great. If you're in embodied awakening, just relax and enjoy that. Your being there live or on the recording helps everybody else get there more easily. That feels pretty solid. I think we're good. So even if you're not fully in embodied awakening, you can still participate, and your awakening will undoubtedly deepen as we go forward. And now we are ready to honor Nicole's healing request. So, Nicole, are you ready to invoke?
Yes.
All right, please repeat after me out loud. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Maximum clearing of adversity.
Maximum clearing of adversity.
And bad luck.
And bad luck.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
And maximum saturation.
And maximum saturation.
With good luck and good things.
With good luck and good things.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This is something better.
All right, now relax. And now, Nicole, mm-hmm. your job is absolute passivity.
Mm-hmm.
The energy is already pretty strong, isn't it?
I'm feeling it.
You are feeling it?
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right, you just relax.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to invite you just to relax, be passive, and just let it soak in, okay? And you'll probably feel a lot of heavy energy flushing out your hands and feet. So you just chill, don't try to understand it, just feel energy and mm-hmm. let it flush on through, okay?
Yep.
Everybody else, to be the hollow reeds for Nicole, everyone else who's not in the hot seat at the moment, your job is to call in the energy and then become completely passive to let it come on through. So everyone else, I invite you to repeat after me now, spirit that I am, divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for Nicole's highest good. May all adversity and bad luck be cleared from her. And may she be filled with good luck and good things. All to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. All right, that's enough words. Everyone relax and just let things move. Our job here as conduits is not to visualize, not to send energy, not to do anything other than relax and just be a hollow pipeline, a hollow reed for the divine to send energy through to Nicole. You don't have to point your hands. My hands are palms down on my thighs. The energy comes in the top of your head and goes out the chakras out front. Whatever combination serves her highest good. Just relax and let the divine power work through you. Content in your humble role as a piece of pipe. Yeah. Nicole, is it starting to get more peaceful? Good. Just enjoy that. Yeah, it feels like they've done the more heavy clearing, and now they're soaking into deeper levels in your body, kind of doing a more subtle cleansing. So just allow that. And now the allies have spread the healing to everybody. So this is where being passive is so helpful, because if you're just chilling, then it's no problem for you to simultaneously be a hollow reed for Nicole, even as you receive your own highest good energy all at the same time. So everyone just relax and let the magic work both ways. If anyone's body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you need to cry or make sound, body wants to make larger movements to flush energy away, all that's fine. Please don't do any of that because you think you should do it from ego, but relax. And if the body just spontaneously wants to do any of that, that's all fine. The body is very good at releasing if you do not get in its way. Nicole, feels like you're getting pretty luminous there. Is that your experience too?
I'm feeling pretty good.
I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. It's a little distorted.
Sorry, because I put the phone down. I said I'm feeling pretty good. Felt good. A lot of clearing from my head space. And I'm starting to feel more like kind of joyful, optimistic energies coming in.
Good. Yeah, that's what I feel too. Yeah. Just relax. They're not done. But it's feeling brighter and brighter.
Yeah. Yeah,
they cleared enough heavy away, they can bring in some more light. Yeah. Just relax and let them keep working. Ooh, nice shift right there. Yeah, are you pretty solidly conscious of your light body there, Nicole?
I don't really distinguish my light body from my physical body, but I'm definitely feeling more lightness and kind of more expansion, I'd say.
Yeah, I'm perceiving that light body very clearly and distinctly now. So,
okay, cool.
Looks like they're waking you up more and more as they go through this process. Good, just relax. Ooh, yeah. Nicer, and everyone else is getting good stuff too, so everyone just relax and receive your blessing too while Nicole gets hers. Everyone's staying completely passive, just letting the magic run itself. And Nicole, it feels like they're making a full integration there of the energy into the physical body. It feels like they're moving toward closure on your round.
Okay.
They still got some flushing, though. It feels like you feel some good, heavy energy leaving the hands and feet still.
It's definitely leaving.
Good. Yeah, they've got
not
some
always, flushing. Not always through the hands and feet.
Once again, I couldn't understand you.
Oh, sorry. I said it's not always through the hands and feet. I tend to discharge in other ways. But okay. I do feel some there as well. Yeah.
However it leaves, let it go. That's where I'm perceiving it. But hey, however it leaves, we're happy to have it go.
Right.
And my sense is they're bringing so much light into your body that they're having to do some additional flushing to make room for it.
That makes sense. I've been through a lot recently.
Does that feel complete, Nicole?
Feels like it could still go a little longer, but I'm fine if you want to move on.
Yeah, I'm sensing they'll keep working you in the background, but they're saying it,
Sure.
we can bring the next person into the hot seat.
Okay.
All
Sounds
right.
good.
Again, Nicole,
Thank you.
you can stay in your receptive mode as long as necessary before you need to
Okay.
hold space for others. Okay.
Right.
All right. Well done.
Okay.
Thank you
Thank you
for
so
being
much.
first up. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Alan. Yeah.
Okay. Good job. Okay. So Nicole was one of those who hadn't been in the hot seat last couple of calls. Is there anyone else who'd like to be in the hot seat who has not been in the hot seat on our last two calls of individual and group healing? If so, please unmute yourself now. Last call for anyone who has not been hot seated on the last two events of individual and group healing. Okay, now we're open to anyone who wasn't just on the most recent call who'd like to be in the hot seat. You're free to unmute now. If you're on the phone, that's star six. Otherwise, just click the mic icon. Last call for anyone who wants to be in the hot seat who wasn't there on the last call. All right, open season. Anybody can now unmute and be in the hot seat. Go. Wow, what a bunch of polite people. Waiting to see if anyone else wants to go. I love you guys. All right, the politeness interval has passed. Truly, if you want to be in there, it's now time to unmute and step in. Is it Cass or Jim?
It's Jim.
Jim, welcome back.
Yes.
Tell me what you would like to have different by the time we're done, if possible.
So yeah, what I'd like to work on is maximum healing for my ancestral lineage.
Okay. Just broadly, or are there any particular thing you want to clear?
No, just whatever needs to be
All
worked
right. Now, does that include you?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. And are we moving both forwards and backwards along the lineage?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, would you please say the following, spirit that I am?
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies,
Divine allies.
maximum healing
Maximum healing
of my ancestral lineage,
of my ancestral lineage.
forward and backward,
Forward and backward.
and including me,
And including me.
to the greatest extent
To the greatest extent
that serves highest good.
that serves highest good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Relax. Ooh, that's feeling good. Everyone else, I invite you to repeat after me, out loud if possible, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Jim's highest good. May his ancestral lineage be cleared of all heavy energy. Forwards and backwards, including Jim, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. All right, that is plenty of words. We'll let that go. And just like last time, everybody, including Jim, relax, be completely passive, and let the allies take care of all the energy stuff. Everyone but Jim is just a hollow reed, and Jim, you're just relaxing and receiving. Ooh, got a lot of healing being spread among a lot of people, so this ancestral lineage is being parceled out to a lot of us. So if you feel heavy coming through you, then the allies see that you are capable and willing to process some of that through your body. Just let it be so. Don't do anything to help. Just relax and let the allies handle all the healing stuff. Before, let your body shake or make sound or cry or have big motions if it needs to. Just let it do its thing to release, remove energy. Wow, that's a lot of heavy energy being moved. You're getting a good lineage cleanup, Jim. Are you okay with how much energy is coming through?
Yes.
Okay, good. Relax. As always, it may be intense. It will not be too much. Now that's some thick, nasty stuff there, isn't it? Woo! Let that release out. It feels kind of slow and sludgy to me. So it looks like they're dredging up some really old, thick, congealed stuff, kind of like tar. Can you feel how it's kind of dripping off your hands and feet there, Jim?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's okay. Well, that's wonderful. It's great that they were managed to liquefy it enough to kind of ooze it out. Let it keep dripping. And again, the work is being distributed among others who are willing and able. So everyone just stay relaxed and let the energy move as it will. Many hands make light work. What an interesting sensation in the body. Yeah, we just need to be passive and patient on this one. There's a lot of very slow kind of oozing release of this heavy old stuff. Yeah, some of this is centuries old. Now the allies are turning on lineage clearing for anyone whose highest good it will serve. So anyone else who's feeling any kind of energy moving for you, just allow that as well. Again, the allies have no problem making you a conduit for Jim, even as you receive your own highest good healing. Allies, as always, we're so grateful to you. You're so good at this, and you're so generous with your energy. Thank you so much for helping us out. A lot of sadness in the field, a lot of sorrow. So anyone who's feeling that, just feel it completely. Whatever comes, just feel it completely. And let it pass through. Don't worry whose it is, just let it process. I'm feeling less drainage now and more just energetic shift in the body. Is that your experience too, Jim?
Yeah, it's shifting. Yes.
Yeah. So just go with whatever they're doing, release preference. Well, that's shifting in a really powerful way. Just relax into that. I don't have words for that, but it's sure potent. Everybody just stay really relaxed, really passive, really patient. There's very powerful energy in the field, strong healing being done. Everyone's experience will be unique. Jim, does it feel like they're starting to wrap it up for you on this round?
The energy certainly changed. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I'm feeling it moving toward closure.
Okay.
When I sense that, and we'll check in how you're doing.
Yeah. All right.
Does that feel like you're pretty solidly back in your body there, Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying they'll keep working in the background. They're ready for the next hot seater.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you
Thank
good?
You, everybody. Thanks to the allies very much.
Yeah. And as with Nicole, you're welcome to stay in your own receptive space as long as appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Not feel that you have to worry about holding space for anyone else while you're still in your own wrap up. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate you volunteering.
Thank you.
All right. Who's next? Unmute yourself and we'll hot seat you. Again, open call. Anybody who wants it? Once again, exemplary politeness and consideration, and that's enough. Whoever really wants to go next, please unmute yourself. Carmen, hi.
Hi.
And Stephanie was right behind you. Stephanie, you can be after Carmen, okay?
So I would just like some healing for some general aches and pains from too much exercise yesterday. Just general overall achiness.
Okay. All right. Let me feel into this a little bit. You know what, Carmen? That feels a little superficial for the kind of work we like to do here.
Okay.
So let's leave space for someone who might have a more serious thing going on.
Sure, absolutely.
And if we have time at the end, we'll let you back in if truly no one else is stepping up for anything, okay?
Okay, sure. Thank you.
I invite you to, as the person next person goes in, just ask the allies just personally, any help you can give me on this soreness, would really appreciate the help to the greatest extent that serves highest good as I hold space.
Okay, great.
And
thank
you might
you.
Be able to get that at the same time, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Stephanie, were you jumping in there?
Yeah, I jumped in. If no one else is going to, I'll take some.
All right. What do you want?
I want grounding heart energy.
Grounding heart energy.
Yeah.
I don't understand exactly what you mean. Can you be a little more?
You know, grounding your heart, you know, how you ground yourself to the earth, but grounding your heart.
Okay. So what emotional state are you shooting for there?
I don't know. They just, when you're grounded, you are more stable and able to move through the earth, and I was interested in combining it with the heart energy.
Okay. All right. Thank you for clarifying that. Okay, let's go. So you ready to invoke?
Yes, I am.
Okay, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Maximum grounded heart energy.
Maximum grounded heart energy.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
This or something better.
This or something better.
All right. Oh, they're getting to work. Okay. Everyone else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me. For Stephanie's highest good. May she have maximum grounded heart energy that serves highest good. This or something better. Thank you. Okay, everyone relax. Everyone back to full passivity. Wow, they're going right into helping everybody. They let me know they are actually giving Carmen help with those aches and pains. So Carmen, you relax and receive that even as you act as a hollow reed for Stephanie. And they're just throwing highest good energy all over the place. So everybody relax, stay passive, and everyone's getting their highest good served. So relax and just let it all magically flow every which way here. And just almost instantly, it's like we all become a big bubble of light. So it's a both and. My main experience is that we're all just in a beautiful bubble, and it's just kind of really stable and calm and almost a stasis field. And yet at the same time, everyone's got their incoming energy and heavy flushing and good light coming in. So it's, as often happens in those awakened states, a kind of a paradox, both stillness and movement all at the same time. Just relax and let it be whatever it is for you in your experience. But it really feels like everyone's getting equal benefit here. And the allies want me to just state clearly that anyone on the recording is getting just as much benefit as the people who were on the live call. I appreciate the recording listeners just as much as the live call folks. And through the magic of the Akashic Records, which exist beyond time and space, we can all be interacting together. Nice field just popped in there. Wow. Starting to feel some nice euphoria. Yeah, they're making sure each person gets their highest need met here. The bliss is getting stronger. Stephanie, the allies are opening an opportunity for you
Okay.
by asking for a grounded heart chakra. I assume you have a heart chakra, right?
Yes.
So that's putting, you know, energy into the ground and it's stabilizing it.
Mm-hmm. But
what you did not ask for was the balancing of that with celestial energy.
No, not this time, but if there's an opportunity, I'll take it.
Well, there are you feeling like your heart is pretty well grounded at this point? Do you feel like you got what you asked for?
Yes.
Okay. So they're saying that's half the circuit that they would love to give you. And they're just wondering if you would like now to balance that and make the heart chakra the balancing fulcrum point between earth and heaven.
Yes, please.
All right. So they're opening that up now. You've just invoked it by saying yes. Do you feel how they're opening the other half of that?
Yeah,
yeah.
Coming.
Just relax. Yeah, there's some very famous Qigong and Tai Chi things that, you know, pull up earth energy into the heart, and then you bring down heaven energy into the heart, and you make it the kind of the balance point between heaven and earth. That's what they'd like to do now. And they're also doing that for everyone whose highest good it will serve.
It's really funny because I usually go in with the intention for the whole group to benefit individually too. So that's very pleasing.
Yeah, feel how it's, they're adding in that more celestial element now.
Yeah.
And just relax and let that be. They're saying it's always good to include the heaven energy. It in no way interferes with the earthly accomplishment, and it can absolutely empower it. That's what embodied awakening is all about.
I think people take grounding for granted, though, and they don't realize how important it is.
Yeah. So let them again make that heart chakra the fulcrum point between heaven and earth, both and. Wow, that feel pretty balanced right there, Stephanie.
Yeah, I can really feel it in my heart.
Good. Just let's see what they have next. Yeah, if you're not completely 100% surrendered, Stephanie, do it now. Just totally relax. Really trust them to do the right thing here. There you go. They've got a nice little new awakening for you if you're willing to release everything you've ever been. Are you up for that?
Yes, please.
All right, so let it all go and let's see what comes next. Yeah, you feel that new vibration there?
Yeah, it smooths out quite a bit.
Yeah, just let that saturate. And again, this kind of thing is available for anyone on this call to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Some may be having a very different experience, and that's also okay. Just run with what's happening for you individually. Does that feel pretty balanced there, Stephanie?
Yes, it does.
Do you feel complete with your work?
Yes, it does.
All
Yes,
right.
I do.
Well done. Thanks for being flexible on your request.
Hey, one little question. In the future, what would you call this in case I want to request it again?
Balancing heaven and earth in the heart chakra.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All righty. Wow. I'm pretty buzzed here. All right, who's next? Unmute yourself and so both Patricia and Lauren are kind of in a tie, but
Laura, you can go.
Are you sure?
Sure, go, Laura.
You go, Lauren.
Okay. Right. I wasn't really planning on going, but this just kind of popped in my head during the last one. I am feeling really buzzed. Contracts that no longer serve me, like old soul contracts that might still be like hanging around where I'm kind of like stuck in a loop or something. I would like to release them.
Okay. So the cancellation of all soul contracts that don't serve highest good.
That sounds great.
All right. And the other thing, anyone else who wants that, you can ask for it at the same time. So I'll make that optional when I have everyone else do their invocation. All right, so you ready, Lauren?
I am.
All right, so say the following. Higher self.
Higher self.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you for your support.
Maximum cancellation.
Maximum cancellation.
Of all soul contracts.
Of all soul contracts.
That do not serve highest good.
That do not serve highest good.
To the greatest extent.
To the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
You relax. Everyone else, I invite you to repeat after me, Spirit that I am, divine allies. Please flow the energy through me to serve Lauren's highest good. May all her soul contracts that do not serve highest good be canceled and cleared to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Now, the next little bit will be optional. If you want the same thing, repeat the rest. If you do not want it, then stay silent. And please cancel all of my soul contracts that do not serve highest good to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. This or something better. All right, everyone relax and let the energy run. We got a whole team of celestial lawyers on this one. Didn't know they had celestial lawyers, but there they are. All right. Ooh, okay, the energy is moving. Just let it stir up.
I can feel the heat from all the contracts burning.
All right.
Ooh, boy, it's hot in here.
All right, just feel the holy fire. Just want a way to sweat your prayers. Well, yeah, my body's shaking good. Oh, they're so funny. They're saying, should we bring in Santa Claus? interesting energy. Yeah, this is a very unique kind of vibe here. Just relax into whatever you're feeling, whoever you are. Subtle waves of energy coming through the body. Everyone just relax and let the energy move. Once again, we're all, except for Lauren, being conduits and simultaneously getting all kinds of highest good energy happening for us. That's feeling really nice. Some nice ecstatic energy coming in now. It's healing too, but it also has a really sweet euphoric energy to it. And once again, it's kind of intense and peaceful all at the same time. Really interesting. It's like they're winding down your process there, Lauren. It needs just a moment longer, I think. How do you feel?
Pretty good.
Yeah, they're going to keep working you in background.
Okay, great.
Then stay passive as long as you feel like you're still receiving work that needs your full attention. Okay?
All right, thank you.
Well done. And then, Patricia, you want to jump back in?
Oh, okay. Hi. Yeah, let me
Hey.
do. Hi, how are you?
Good to have you in the hot seat again.
Oh, yeah. Geez, so much. I've been, the thing for me, although actually what we did with Lauren helped me a lot too. Boy, all of this has been awesome. But
Good.
some of it is when I'm in my body, and you know how I'd rather be somewhere else, I'd so much rather be out there in my spirit realm. My head hurts, my heart hurts, my back hurts. And I think what it is I tend to kind of be a healer, and I have just so many friends and relatives who are going through like all kinds of major health things and transitions. People are dying, people have cancer, and my youngest child is just lost in addiction, and she's pregnant. And it's really, I myself, if I could detach, I could go, oh, I'm fine, but I'm having trouble being balanced and centered, and my balance is so off. And
Balance energetically or physically or both?
oh, both, all of it, all of it. I just, there's so much I want to heal. I just want to reach out and say, I want you all healed, and I can't do that for whatever reason. And
So,
it just
just remember, you can always do the hollow reed invocation.
right.
And like we're doing here, just, highest good to the person you're concerned about, relax. The allies are telling me you're sending a lot of your personal energy over. Is that true?
Absolutely.
That does not serve you, dear. It just drains you. And
Yeah.
they're better served by the divine current that flows through you than by your personal energy anyway.
Right. And
So,
that's something
Again, you can do what you want. You have free will, but I would recommend, and the
Oh,
all
I'd rather be a hollow reed, trust me.
Okay.
So
So
much rather.
Yeah, there's a part of you that feels like you have to sacrifice yourself to serve others. That whole pattern.
Yes, and I have work I have to do here, and I can't do that if I'm not all here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And So be conscious. You know how we have oneself in many parts, right?
Right.
So just be aware when a part that means well wants you to do something that doesn't actually serve you or actually serve the person you want to help. Just say the prayer. I know you mean well. I know that's the best you know how to do, but actually we've got a even better way to do that. So why don't you
relax
and watch while I show you an even better way to do this. Okay.
Okay. If you can help me master that one. Talking to myself.
So that will require diligence.
Okay.
I think I've got an invocation that'll work this. You ready?
Awesome. I am ready.
All right. Repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Maximum wisdom.
Maximum wisdom.
In serving others.
In serving others.
To optimally serve them.
To optimally serve them.
While also keeping myself.
While also keeping myself.
In the best possible consciousness.
In the best possible consciousness.
And energy.
And energy.
This or something better.
This or something better.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
Greatest extent that serves highest good.
All right, that's got it. See, they're working it already. Feel how strong that is?
Yes.
All right, you relax. Everyone else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me. For Patricia's highest good. May she only flow to others. Divine current. May she retain for herself her personal energy to the greatest extent that serves highest good. From now on, and may she have the wisdom to perceive her wounded parts and not follow their advice when this serves highest good. Thank you. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. That's good. Relax and everyone just let it flow. This may be our last hot seat round. We'll see. Everyone be really relaxed and passive so that if you're not Patricia, you can be hollow reed for her and simultaneously be wide open to receiving energy for yourself if the allies send it through. Oh. Some emotional stuff coming up to clear. Trisha, are you willing to clear this matter for your entire lineage?
Yes.
That's the only way it's going to happen. So lineage clearing, please, for what Patricia asked for. Thank you. Okay, there it is. Everyone relax. There's some very strong healing energy in the field. Let it do whatever serves highest good. Whoa. Energy just shifted and it's really peaceful now. Everyone just relax into that beautiful, deeply peaceful and yet somewhat intense energy. It's being customized for everybody. Just relax into whatever your flavor is. So there's the potential right now of going to a next level that you haven't been to yet, but it requires releasing everything you are or ever have been in order to move into what's next. So anyone who's willing to do that, just say that to the allies. I release completely.
Release completely.
And then they'll do what they can for you. And we are in totally safe, sacred space. It's okay to do this. You cannot know what you're going to be until you get there. It's literally unknowable. So you have to be willing to take the journey in. Every time I've done it, I always turned out better than before. The energy shifting again, just relax into the new vibration. Be willing to relax into a vibration you've never felt before. Energy is still very strong. Stay relaxed into it, please. Feels like they're settling into the body. So you may now feel more solidly conscious in the physical body, but that energy is still really strong. You're doing a both and. Now they want to do the thing we often do at the end of this event where everyone simultaneously flows to everyone else on the event, live and on the recording, and receives from the same time. We'll call that round robin energy. So if you'd like to be part of that, we're now transitioning away from the current hot seat round with Patricia, although she'll still keep getting her highest need and everyone's going to get equal treatment. Sending and receiving at the same time. So I invite you to repeat after me, everybody. I'm going to mute Patricia. She already did. Divine allies, spirit that I am, maximum round robin energy exchange that serves highest good. This or something better. So relax into absolute passivity. Energy is simultaneously flowing through you to everyone on this call, live or on the recording. And you're also receiving highest good energy from all those same folks. And it creates a beautiful geometrical form of beautiful complex energy flow. But your human self can just relax because all the geometry is being handled by the allies. There's a big shift right there. Wow. Everyone who's feeling that, just enjoy that enhanced, pleasurable feeling. Long energy, relax into that. Thank you, allies are so helpful, giving us so much blessing. Thank you. You're saying I opened a lot of space in my last ayahuasca ceremony. A very deep root was pulled out, took most of the ceremony, and apparently that has opened a whole new conduit for me that is helping our events. Good to know. Stay relaxed, stay passive, let the energy do its thing. A little more patience, folks. They're doing some very subtle work now. Feel really relaxed and open. Then you can perceive the very subtle level they're working right now. And I'm feeling grounded finally. So take a moment, everyone, and feel your body. And see if it feels different now than when we started. Mine doesn't even feel like the same body. Wow. It's so buzzing with energy. Okay, so we're all kind of individuating back into our physical forms, but retaining as much of that energetic as possible, and some are maintaining some of that higher connection with the others, making that sort of part of their everyday reality. All righty. Well done, everybody. We're going to wrap it up. Inti Kriti Thank you, allies. Thanks for this beautiful work. So grateful to you all. So strong tonight. They're saying another best of event. Okay, so noted. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this call, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beloved allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? Thank you. All right. That's that. So that's the formal closing. Anyone who needs to go, you can check out. Anyone who wants to hang around and bring us comments or questions, you're welcome to do that. Feel free to unmute or type or whatever you feel like doing.
I've unmuted.
Hi, Patricia. How are you doing?
Hey. Oh, thank you so much, all of you. And thank the allies. Just thank all of you. That was awesome. And I'm so grateful. I needed that.
So it sounds like you're feeling better.
I feel like a whole new person.
Oh, good.
Boy, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. So glad you were here. Anybody else? Lauren, hi.
I'm kind of speechless, but not really. yeah, so when you had mentioned expanding, wow, I like actually felt and saw expansion from within, and it was kind of trippy. And yeah, I just feel really blissful and yeah, awesome. So I wanted to thank everybody.
Thank you, Lauren. Thanks so much for stepping up and getting into the hot seat. All right, there's some typing happening. Let me catch up with it. Just a minute. Make sure I'm not missing any. So Autumn typed, thank you. I yawned more than I ever have in life during this whole contract part. Jesse said, thank you, Benjamin, everyone and allies. Wonderful session. Patricia left a heart. Carmen said, very interesting healing requests this evening. Thank you all. Could see all of those contracts being torn up. Stephanie said, tonight was amazing. I am so glad to be a part of this group, and I have a new tool to work with. Thank you, Benjamin, allies, and everybody. Wow, so glad it's a good experience. Kind of reconfirms my decision to do this twice a month. Roberta, did you want to say something?
I just wanted to say thank you to you for having the group and for everybody that was here tonight and all the energy that moved through. I definitely appreciate it.
Oh, we're always glad to have you here holding space, Roberta. Thank you very much. Brian types, much love all with some praying hands. Thank you, Brian. Anybody else? All right, last call for questions or comments. I think I'm going to sleep well tonight. All right, I think that's it. Thank you very much, everybody. This is our last event of this week. But next week, we've got another shamanic breath work. We do that once a quarter. There'll be some wonderful music to heal and awaken by. And a brand new event, we're going to do an invocation masterclass. And that is where it's another hot seat kind of event where anyone who wants to can get in there and I will supervise empathically their invocation. They'll do any kind of invocation they want. And I'll just sort of, you know, feel what's happening and give them feedback. And frankly, others can do that too if they're so inclined, if they're able to perceive what's happening and give feedback. I've been part of, you know, years ago when I was a musician, I did master classes like for classical guitar, and the idea is one person performs, everyone else watches, and they witness the maestro giving feedback to the performers. So I don't know that I'm a maestro, but I can sense well enough to tell what's going on, and we'll be happy to help people fine tune their invocation skills as they do this as part of this kind of group event. So happy to try this new event out, our second new event this month, and see how it goes. So show up for that on Wednesday if you're available. And Monday will be the, I should check my facts before I speak it. The Monday might actually be the masterclass. We'll see. I think Monday is the masterclass and Wednesday is the shamanic breath work. But check your schedule. It'll say. All right. Thanks, everybody. So glad to have everybody here. And good night.